们请翻开诗篇第八篇。
Please open to Psalms 8.
今天早晨很多经节我要讲的都被弟兄姊妹祷告过了。
This morning a lot of the verses I want to share have been used during the prayer meeting, during the worship time.
从早晨弟兄们一起祷告的时候开始就不断的有人祷告我要讲的经文。
As we pray together among all the brothers in the morning, there were many brothers used the same verse I was going to use during the sharing time.
我们先读第诗篇第八篇第四节第五节。
We'll first read Psalms 8 verse 4 and 5.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
便说人算什么，
that you are mind of him,
the
son of man that you care for
him.
You made him a little lower than the
heavenly
being, and crowned him with glory and honor.
并赐他荣耀尊美并冠冕。好，我们再读约翰福音十五章
We'll read John 15:16.
约翰福音十五章第十六节。
John 15:16.
我们就读前两句就好。
We'll read the first half.
不是
你们拣选
了我，
是我拣选了你。好，
就读到这里。我们再读生命记。第七章
Deuteronomy chapter 7
生命记第七章第七节
verse 7
和第八节的头一句
and the first sentence of verse 8
耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别人。原来你的人数在万民中是最少的。只因耶和华爱你们，就停在这里。我们读《使徒行传》第二十二章第十节。
We'll read Acts chapter 22, verse 10.
使徒行传第二十二章。第十节
Acts chapter 22 verse 10
我说主啊
What shall I do Lord I ask
就说起来进
Get up the Lord said and go into Damascus There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do
我们读以赛亚书第五十章第二节
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 2
以赛亚书第五十章第二节
Isaiah 50 verse 2
以赛亚书第五十章第二节我来的时候
When I came, why was there no one?
后呢
When I called, why was there no one to answer?Was my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you?
看啊我一斥责海就干了我使江河变为旷野其中的鱼因无水腥臭干渴而死我们读提摩太后书第二章二十一节
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21
提摩太后书第二章二十一节
2 Timothy 2:21
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事最后我们读罗马书第六章第十三节
Lastly, Romans 6:13
罗马书第六章第十三节
Romans 6:13
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神并将肢体做义的器具献给神我们再一同祷告
Let's pray together
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典，今天仍然再一次让我们聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your grace that has gathered us once again before you.
早晨，我们在求你向我们说话。
This morning, may you speak to us once again.
我们也求主在我们的心中再来开启我们。
We ask the Lord to open our heart.
让我们看见，主啊，你拣选我们的恩典是何等的浩大。
To see how great is your salvation.
也叫我们愿意在地上来问主说，主啊，我们当做什么？
Cause us to be willing to ask you, what should I do, Lord?
好叫我们能够能够好好的来跟随你。
So that we can follow you closely.
主啊，我们何等需要你的怜悯。
Lord, we need your mercy.
主啊，无论我们说的人，我们听的人都需要你的恩典。
No matter the speaker or those who listen, we all need your grace.
我们就在你面前再来向你求恩典。
This morning we ask for your grace and mercy.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 在诗篇第八篇第四节和第五节告诉我们说，他说人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
In Psalms 8:4-5 it says, What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
不但如此，他并赐给我们荣耀和尊贵做冠冕。
Not only so, but he also crowned us with glory and honor.
弟兄姊妹，早晨我们一同来思想人到底算什么。
This morning let's consider, what is man?
我们人实在不算什么。
We are really nothing.
在传道书里面有一句话说得最好。
The Bible once tells us.
在中文里面呢，就用了九个字就把人的一生说明出来了。
That in 9 words it tells us the condition of our life.
也许在英文里面不是九个字。
Maybe in English it's more than 9 words.
在中文里面只有九个字。
But in Chinese, it was in 9 words.
这九个字是什么呢？
What is it?
他说出于尘土。
It says from dust.
英文只有两个字。
So English, there are only 2 words.
然后也归于尘土。
Belongs to the dust.
只有五个字啊。
It's only 5 words in English.
更短一点。
It's even shorter.
弟兄姊妹，这一句话把一个人的一生就讲完了。
Brother and sister, this one sentence tells us our life.
人是从尘土里面出来的。
From dust we were made.
有一天人也都要归于尘土。
And one day we will go back to the dust.
无论我们在这个地上的这一生是多么的轰轰烈烈。
No matter how much we do in this life.
终不能脱离那归于尘土的这个事实。
We can never get rid of that fact that we belong to the dust.
但是我们感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
当神创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
他就给我们一口气。
He gave us a breath.
我们就靠着这一口气。
And by that breath.
我们从出生呢一直到死亡。
From birth to death.
当人到临死的那一刻。
At the moment when we are about to die.
他把那一口气咽下去以后。
When we swallow that last breath.
他就归于尘土了。
Then he went back to the dust.
所以诗篇就说人生像一口气。
So the psalmist tells us our life is like a breath.
我们人的确就是一口气而已。
We are no more than the breath.
这一口气在我们的身上。
This breath is in us.
我们是一个活人。
We are alive.
我们有思想。
We think.
我们有意志。
We have will.
我们有情感。
We have emotion.
我们有抱负。
We have ideology.
我们能够有理想。
We have goals.
但是当这一口气离开我们的时候。
But when that breath departs from us.
我们就归回尘土。
Then we belong to the dust.
圣经上还有一句话。
And some is also tell us.
是在以赛亚书里面的。
It's in Isaiah.
他就告诉我们在神的面前我们是什么。
It tells us what we are before the Lord.
他说在万民在他的面前好像虚无。
It says, all the people are like emptiness before the Lord.
Nothing.
Like nothing.
然后呢，他又讲一句。
Then he said.
他说被他看为还不及虚无。
It's in his eyes we are less than nothing.
怎么可能还有不及虚无的哈。
How can it be that we are less than nothing?
虚无已经是不能再少了哈。
You can be less than nothing.
那怎么还可能还不及那个虚无呢？
So how can you be less than nothing?
原来那个不及虚无啊，就表示是不存在的。
Less than nothing means you are not there.
我最小的儿子今年10岁。
My youngest son is 10 years old now.
如果他很孝顺我的话，
If he is good to me,
他应该可以活到90岁。
He should live until 90 years old.
如果他不孝顺我的话，
If he's not good to me,
可能活不了90岁。
Maybe he won't live until he's 90.
假算他能够活到90岁。
Assuming that he can live until he's 90.
所以他在地上的年日还有80年。
So he still has 80 years on this earth.
等到再过80年他归回尘土的时候。
After 80 years, when he is about to return to dust.
我想这个世界上不会有人再纪念我了。
I don't think there will be anybody else remembering me at that moment.
你相不相信？
Do you believe that?
再过八十年以后，等我最小的儿子归于尘土以后呢，这个地上呢，不太会有人会纪念我的。
In 80 years, when my youngest son depart from this world, probably no one will remember me on this earth.
那个时候，我存在不存在都没有什么关系了。
At that moment, my existence matters not.
那个就叫不及虚无啊。
So that is less than nothing.
当我们人活在这个地上的时候，
While we still live in this world,
我们常常觉得人生是虚空的。
We feel the world is empty.
因为有一天要归回尘土。
But because one day we'll return to dust.
但是你归回尘土，再过一段时间以后啊。
But after you have returned to dust and amount of time passed,
就还不及虚无啊。
Then you are less than nothing.
因为已经没有人再能够想起你来了。
Because nobody will even remember you.
所以今天在地上，什么时候我们要什么事情我们应当计较呢
？So today, what should we be mindful of?
我常常提醒我自己。
I often remind myself.
如果这个事情八十年以后呢，我还会计较的话
，If there is something that I was being mindful in 80 years,
那我就计较。
Then this is something I should be mindful about.
如果这个是八十年以后呢，我就不会计较的话
，If this is something that I will not remember in 80 years,
现在我也不计较。
Then I shouldn't be mindful of it.
因为八十年以后呢，就不存在了。
Because in 80 years, you will be less than nothing.
那我还计较干什么？
Then why should I be so mindful of it?
因为人生是从尘土到尘土的一生。
For our life is from dust to dust.
人算什么？
What is man?
人真的不算什么。
We are really nothing.
我们仔细想想，我们就觉得圣经上讲的真有道理。
When we think carefully, we know the Bible is true.
我们若是不认识神的话，
If we do not know God,
人的一生是不如虚无的。
Then our life is truly less than nothing.
但是我们感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
在这个尘土和尘土之间呢，
that between
神做了一件事。
God has done one thing.
他拣选了我们。
That he had chosen us.
我们每次想到这件事
Every time we consider that,
我们都应该要笑起来的
We should all smile,
因为太好了
Because so good,
神把我们拣选了以后
After God had chosen us,
就让我们脱离那个虚无啊
He had taken us away from that nothingness
从此我们这一生就不是虚无了
And from that point on, our life is not nothing
因为神选了我们啊
For God had chosen us
有没有人知道神为什么选你
Does anyone know why does God choose you?
我也不明白神为什么要选我。
I don't know why God chose me.
就是有一天我到主的面前的时候要去问他的一件事。
That is something I want to ask the Lord when I see him.
主啊，你为什么拣选我？
Lord, why did you choose me?
但是生命记里面告诉我们一个原因。
But Deuteronomy tells us one reason.
生命记说是因为耶和华爱你。
It says because the Lord loves you.
然后我又不明白为什么他爱我。
And I don't know why he loves me.
所以我要再去问他，主啊，你为什么爱我？
Then I will ask him again, why do you love me?
我比别人有什么更可爱的地方？
Am I more lovable than others?
主竟然爱了我们。
That you even loved us.
爱我们这个从尘土到尘土中间的人。
He loved us beings that's from dust to dust.
让我们这个人好像是虚无的一个人。
So that we almost like nothing.
有谁能够明白？
Who can understand this love?
神为什么爱你？为什么爱我？
Why did God love you and love me?
但是为了这个缘故，
But for this reason,
就值得我们一生感恩不尽。
For this reason, we shall always give thanks.
我们能够脱离这样一个虚空的人生。
We can leave the nothingness of this life.
能够被神拣选出来。
We can be chosen by the Lord.
从尘埃之中拣选起来。
From the dust, He lift us up.
因为他爱我们。
Because He loved us.
这已经够感恩的了。
We shall give thanks to him.
但是神的恩典不及如此啊。
But our Lord's grace is not just
如果你读到诗篇六十五篇的时候。
If you read Psalm 65.
那里告诉我们神拣选以后要做什么事。
It tells us what the Lord is going to do after he had chosen us.
在诗篇六十五篇告诉我们他拣选我们呢是要我们来亲近他。
It says that he chose us so that we can be drawn near him.
要让我们住在他的院中。
So that we can dwell in his temple.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等的恩典！
Brother and sister, what a grace!
神把我们拣选出来。
He had chosen us.
那是要我们亲近他。
So that we can be brought near to him.
不但是亲近他。
Not only we are brought near to him.
让我们住在他的院中。
But to live in his court.
弟兄姊妹，这是神极大的一个恩典。
Brother and sister, this is the grace of our God.
我想到旧约里面的一件事。
I thought about one incident in the Old Testament.
跟这个很有关系。
That's very much related to
that. 当大卫做了以色列的君王以后。
When David had become the king of
Israel. 有一天他就找他的臣仆来说。
One day he gathered his servant.
他说那个扫罗的后代有没有什么人今天还留下来的。
He asked, are there any more descendants from Saul's family?
他的仆人就说在扫罗的后代呢到现在只剩下一个人了。
His servant answered that there's only one descendant from Saul's family.
这个人叫米非波设。
And his name was Mephibosheth.
这个是约拿单的一个儿子。
He was son of Jonathan.
他是扫罗家唯一剩下来的一个人。
He was the only descendant from Saul's family.
这个人是一个瘸腿的人。
And he was crippled in both feet.
大卫就说把他带到我的面前来。
And David said, bring him before me.
然后他就告诉这个米非波设说。
And he told my Mephibosheth.
所有你父亲所拥有的东西我都要给你。
All that belongs to your father now belongs to you.
你父亲从前的仆人都要来侍奉你。
Your father's servant will serve you today.
你要常常跟我同桌来吃饭。
You will sit at the same table and and dine with me.
你要住在耶路撒冷的宫中。
You will dwell in the palace in Jerusalem.
那这个米非波设呢？他就趴在那个地上。
Mephibosheth, he prostrated before David.
他说仆人算什么？
It is, what am I?
不过如死狗一般啊。
That you shall regard me.
竟蒙这样的眷顾。
That you shall regard me.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
在大卫吃饭的时候。
When David sits down to have his meal.
米非波设也坐在那个地方吃饭。
Mephibosheth sat with him.
在以色列人当中有多少的人啊。
Among the Israelites, how many people are there?
有几个人能够与大卫同桌吃饭的呢
？How many can sit and dine with David？
有什么人能够与大卫同住的呢
？Who can dwell with David？
这里有一个这人叫米非波设。
But here is a person. His name is Mephibosheth.
他每一次坐在大卫的桌子的时候
，He sits together with David at at David's table.
他的心里面总会想，我算什么？
He will always think, what am I?
我不过如死狗一样。
I am like a dead dog.
他不但是瘸腿，他两条腿都是瘸的。
Not only he's crippled, but he is crippled both feet.
所以他需要让人抬，把他抬到大卫的桌子的旁边。
So someone needs to lift him up and bring him to David's table.
今天我们每一个人来到饼杯的面前的时候。
Today, whenever we come before the bread and cup.
我们的心都应该像米非波设一样。
We should all have the same heart as Mephibosheth did.
我们算什么？
Who am I?
今天能够在主的饼杯的面前坐席。
That today we can be seated before the Lord's bread and cup.
我们算什么？
Who am I?
能够在神的家里面有一份。
That we can have a portion in the Lord's family.
我们感谢神，神拣选我们的恩典是这样的大。
We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that His grace is indeed great.
不仅仅叫我们脱离虚无。
Not only He took us away from nothingness.
他要我们来亲近他。
But he wants us to be brought near to him.
要我们住在他的院中。
To dwell in his temple.
我想这样的恩典实在太大了。
Brother and sister, this is a great, great.
这已经够我们一生一世来感谢不完了。
This is enough for us to give thanks for all of our life.
但是神拣选我们的恩典还不仅于如此。
But this is not a limit to the grace that has brought us here.
神拣选我们还有一个目的。
He also has another purpose in choosing us.
这件事在民数记里面告诉我们。
In Numbers, it tells us.
在民数记里面，那个时候发生过这么样一件事。
In Numbers, there was such an event.
就是犹太人他们起来反对亚伦和摩西。
That the Israelites were rising up against Aaron and Moses.
他们不相信亚伦是神所拣选的。
They did not believe that Aaron was chosen by God.
他们说为什么神拣选你不拣选我呢
？They said, why did God choose you and not us?
因此神就叫以色列人十二个支派。
So the Lord told the 12 tribes of Israelites
每一个支派拿一个木杖
that everyone will bring forth a staff.
然后在那个木杖里面呢，就写上那个支派的名字。
And on the staff, they will write down the name of the tribe.
然后在那个利未支派里面呢，就写了亚伦的那个名字。
And on the staff from Levites, they wrote down the name of Aaron.
所以说你们把这个杖十二根木杖摆在那个圣 会幕的里面。
God said, bring all the 12 staffs and put it into the tabernacle.
然后那个亚伦的那一根杖
and the staff from Aaron
就发芽了
it sprouted.
然后就开花了。
It bears flowers.
不但开花还结果了。
And not only it bears flowers, it
bears fruit. 长出熟性出来。
That it bears fruit.
弟兄姊妹，神的拣选乃是要把那个复活的生命放在我们的里面。
When the sister, the Lord wants to put His resurrected life in us.
神他没有拣选我们的时候。
Before He had chosen us.
我们的生命是像那个木杖一样。
Our life is like a staff.
那个木是已经死了的。
It's a dead wood.
那已经没有生命的气息了。
The word has no breath of life.
但是当神拣选我们以后，把他自己复活的生命摆在我们的里面。
But after he had chosen us, he put his resurrected life in us.
这个木杖就要发芽了。
And that staff will sprout.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的恩典。
Brother sister, what a grace.
神把我们救我们脱离了虚无啊。
He has saved us from nothingness.
让我们亲近他。
He wants us to be drawn.
让我们住在他的院中。
To dwell in His temple.
又把他复活的生命摆在我们的里面。
That He put His resurrected life in us.
但是神拣选的恩典还不仅如此。
But yet, this is not the limit of His salvation.
他把荣耀和尊贵赐给我们。
That He crowned us with glory and honor.
把他荣耀的托付给我们。
He entrusts His glory to us.
把他的儿子赐给我们。
He gave us His Son.
要我们在天地宇宙当中。成为他荣耀的见证。
So among heaven and earth will be his glorious testimony.
这已经超过我们的想象。
This is beyond our comprehension.
这也是我们不能够明白的一件事。
Nor can we comprehend it.
神拣选我们的恩典有何等的浩大。
How great is the grace that saved us?
甚至我们一生一世都不能够明白。
We can spend all our life, but we cannot comprehend it.
所以我们怎能不赞美神？
So how can we not praise him?
礼拜五晚上我们唱了一首诗歌、啊、
Friday night we sing a hymn
那诗歌说主啊我赞美你
He said Lord I praise you
第二说因为你拣选了我
I praise you for you have chosen me
在茫茫的人海中
That in the midst of all people
是你来把我找寻
You came and seek me
这首诗是非常好的一首诗
It was a truly a good hymn
对我来讲特别有印象
It left a deep impression on me
因为我听过作者自己唱的
Because I've heard the author singing this hymn.
因为这是他的见证。
It was her testimony.
所以他唱这首诗歌的时候
，When she sang this hymn,
真是很能够让我感觉到那个感恩的心啊。
I can feel the grateful heart within.
真是感觉到哇，这个茫茫的人海中啊，主把我们这样拣选出来。
I truly see the picture that among the sea of people.He had chosen me.
所以那个感激的就好像水流这样不断的涌流出来。
And that thankfulness and grateful heart just flows before me.
后面他说你把我们从尘土中高举啊。
Then later on he says, the song says, you lift me up from the dust.
所以神的恩典和慈爱是说不尽的。
So we can never tell enough of the Lord's grace.
说不尽你的慈爱。
We can never tell enough of his love.
这神的恩典不是我们能够诉说得尽的。
We can never tell enough of the Lord's grace.
让我们这一生一世也经历不完的。
Nor can we experience enough using all the days of our life.
难怪大卫要说人算什么你竟顾念他。
No wonder David said, what is man that you are mindful of him?
世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
The son of man that you care for him.
弟兄姊妹在我们蒙神这么大的恩典。
Brother and sister, we have received such a grace.
我们就应当像保罗一样。
Then we should like be like Paul.
当保罗看见神以后。
After Paul has seen God.
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
我当做什么
？What should I do?
每一个蒙了神真实的恩典的感动的人。
Everyone who had been moved by the Lord's grace.
当你的里面被神的那个爱所摸着。
When you are touched within by the Lord's love,
你都会有一个很自然的一个反应。
There shall be a natural response.
不需要人教你的。
That no one needs to teach you.
这是一个很自然的一个反应。
But it's a natural response.
就是说主啊。
And that is, Lord.
我当做什么
？What should I do?
我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹常常也问主，你当做什么
？I believe many brothers and sisters also ask the Lord, What should I do?
但是我们在主面前的那个询问跟保罗的询问有一个重大的差别。
But But there's a great difference between our inquiry and the Paul's inquiry.
当保罗在说这句话的时候
，When Paul uttered the same words，
他的眼睛是瞎的。
His eyes were blind。
保罗在说这句话的时候
，When Paul said this sentence，
世界向他来讲是黑暗的。
The world toward him is black。
是在这个光景的里面。
In that condition，
保罗说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”He said, "Lord, what should I do?"
今天我们常常到主的面前问主：“我当做什么？”
Today, when we come before the Lord, we often ask Him, "What should I do, Lord?"
我们的眼睛是明亮的。
Yet our eyes are still open.
这整个世界在我们的面前。
The world is before us.
我们说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And we ask, "Lord, what should I do?"
我们所想的不过是我们在世界上我们心里面所要做的事。
What we can think of is nothing but what we desire to do within our heart in this world.
这不是保罗的话。
But this is not what Paul said here.
当保罗见到神荣耀的光辉的时候
，After Paul has seen the glory of our God,
他里面就没有办法再看这个世界了。
No longer he can look at this world.
这个世界对他来讲已经暗淡了。
This world to him is nothing but darkness.
因此在这样的一个光景的里面
，And in that condition,
他说主啊，我当做什么
？He said, "Lord, what should I do?"
弟兄姊妹，我们也应当常常在看见神荣耀的旨意以后。
Brother and sister, after we have witnessed the Lord's glorious will,
在那个时候，我们觉得这个世界已经暗淡了。
At that moment when we see the world is dim and dark,
然后我们在主的面前才能问他主啊，我当做什么
？Then we can come before the Lord and say, "Lord, what should I do?"
这些日子里面，我也常常被这一句话所感动。
In the last few days, I have often been touched by this word.
我也常常在主的面前问主说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”And often I go to the Lord and say, "Lord, what should I do?"
当我在这里寻求的时候
，As I ask before the Lord,
主就说要做一个代祷的人。
He said, "Be a person that intercedes."
在以赛亚书五十章第二节里面
，In Isaiah chapter 52,
主说了好几个问题啊。
On Isaiah chapter 50, the Lord had asked a couple questions.
他说我来的时候啊。
He said, "When I came."
为什么没有人等候呢
？Why was there no one?
他说我呼唤的时候。
When I called.
为什么没有人答应呢
？Why was there no one to answer?
我们的神啊，给我们摆在一个崇高的地位上。
Our Lord had put us in a glorious position.
那个地位就是当他要做事的时候。
And that is when he is about to do something.
他一定要在地上有人祷告。
That he needs someone to pray on this earth.
因此有一天当主在地，他要来做一件事。
So when the Lord wants to do something in this world.
在地上没有人祷告。
But there's no one there to pray.
他就说为什么没有人等候呢
？And he asks, "Where's everybody?"
有一天主要做一件事的时候。
When he wants to do something.
地上没有人祷告。
But there was no one on this world to pray for it.
他说为何没有人答应呢？
He said, "Why is there no one to answer?"
不是主不要做工在这个地上。
It is not the Lord doesn't want to do any work in the world.
而是主在这个地上找不到人起来代祷。
But he couldn't find anyone to intercede for him.
我相信很多人都为那个中国早晨五点钟所受感动啊。
I believe many people have been moved by the a movie, a hymn, from China.
Five o'clock in the morning.
It's called 5 o'clock in the morning.
弟兄姊妹，那个是蒙恩的一个秘诀。
Brother sister, it's a secret of being blessed.
那是不是我们今天要学学他们呢
？Shall we learn from them?
是不是我们要把闹钟拨到五点钟呢
？Shall we all turn our alarm clock to 5 o'clock in the morning?
好让我们能够学他们这样的祷告呢
？So we can learn how to pray from them.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事是不能学的。
Brother sister, we cannot simply copy spiritual things.
除非神把那个。负担摆在我们的里面。
Unless the Lord had placed such a burden in our heart,
在属灵的事是不能学人家的。
In spiritual matter, we cannot simply copy each other.
如果主没有叫你五点钟起来祷告的话
，If the Lord did not call you to wake up in the five o'clock in the morning,
你是没有办法每天五点钟起来祷告。
Then you cannot wake up at five in the morning and pray every day.
因此，当我在问主的时候
，So when I inquire before the Lord,
我盼望主也让我能够成为一个代祷的人。
I ask the Lord to help me to become a person who pray for others.
结果主就这样带领我。
And this is how the Lord led me.
很奇妙的。
It was truly wonderful.
就是每一次我一上车以后。
That every time when I sit in the car.
我一坐到那个车上的时候。
When I sit into the car.
主就提醒我要祷告。
The Lord reminds me that you need to pray.
每一次。
Every single time.
不管我去哪里。
No matter where I go.
我一坐上车子的时候。
As soon as I get into the car.
主就提醒我要祷告。
The Lord reminds me that I need to pray.
人是记不得的。
We cannot remember things by ourselves.
但是主是记得的。
But the Lord remembers.
所以每次我开车的时候，
So every time I drive,
主就提醒我要祷告。
The Lord reminds me, pray.
然后我就说为什么事祷告？
And I ask, what should I pray for?
为什么人祷告？
Who should I pray for?
然后主就会在提醒我为什么事祷告？
The Lord then reminds me,
为什么？
For what and for whom should I pray for?
我就在开车的时候为这个事为这个人来祷告。
And as I drive, I pray for this person, this matter.
每次都是这样。
Every time.
不管我的头脑里面在想什么事。
No matter what I think of at the moment.
只要我上了车以后。
As soon as I get into the car.
我就会想起来。
Then I remember.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们在主的面前说，我当做什么？
If before the Lord we ask, what should I do?
如果你真是在主的面前有一个心说，主啊，我当做什么？
If you truly have a heart to ask the Lord, what should I do?
主就会告诉你的。
And the Lord will tell you.
主等候有一个人来问他说，他当做什么？
The Lord is waiting for someone to ask, what should I do, Lord?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上需要有人来等候神。
For the sister, we need someone to wait for the Lord.
我们需要在神呼唤的时候有人答应神。
When the Lord is calling, we need someone to answer.
我们在但以理的身上看见他是一个等候神的人。
In Daniel's life, we see that he is a person who is waiting for the Lord.
他每天三次在神的面前祷告。
Three times a day, he prayed before God.
所以神每次要来的时候呢，但以理都在那里等候。
So whenever God wants to come, Daniel is waiting.
等到有一天神要做工了。
Until one day, God is about to work.
因为以色列人被掳已经七十年了。
For Israelites has been under captive for 70 years.
神在那里呼唤。
God is calling.
有谁在那里答应呢？
Who is there to answer?
是但以理。
It was Daniel.
但以理在那里答应了神的呼唤。
Daniel was there to answer the call.
他起来为耶路撒冷祷告。
He rise up and pray for Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
神在寻找那些来祷告的人。
God is looking for people that pray for him.
我们蒙了这么大的救恩，
We have received such a salvation.
我们理当到主的面前，
It's rightful that we come before the Lord.
来问主说，
To ask the Lord.
主啊，我当做什么？
Lord, what should I do?
我们在这个世界上只有这个短短的一段时间。
In this world, we have a very short amount of time.
从尘土到尘土中间，
From dust to dust.
没有多少的年日。
We don't have many days.
今天我们在地上所做的许许多多的事，
Today, many things we accomplish in this world,
在将来都不重要。
It is not important to the future.
做了也可以，不做也可以。
Whether you have done it or not, it's not important.
成功也可以，不成功也可以。
Whether or not you succeed, it's not important.
但是我们愿不愿意在地上与神的旨意有份？
But while we are on this earth, are we willing to be part of God's will?
因为神所定义的事必定要成就。
For whatever He destines, it will be accomplished.
而且这个成就乃是在永世里面都有价值的。
And this accomplishment will be worth something in eternity.
如果我们能够把这个暂时的这个人生啊，
If we can put down our temporary life,
摆在这个神永恒旨意的上面，
And we can tie this temporary life into God's eternal will,
让它带进永恒的价值，
So that it has eternal value.
这是何等有意义的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, what a meaningful thing it is.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们要到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come before the Lord.
我们要说，主啊，我当做什么？
We need to ask, Lord, what should I do?
也许主告诉你是件很小的事。
Maybe the Lord will tell you something very small.
也许主说你打个电话给这个福音朋友。
Maybe he will say, call this gospel friend.
很可能是这一件事。
Maybe just this small matter.
也许主告诉你说你应该去探望这个弟兄姊妹。
Maybe the Lord will ask you to go visit some brothers and sisters.
也许主甚至说你应该带一个菜来。
Maybe the Lord just tells you need to bring a dish to the love feast.
也许主说你应该在整洁的事情上能够尽上你的本分。
Maybe the Lord tells you to participate in cleaning the fellowship hall.
不知道主要对你说什么。
We don't know what the Lord is going to tell you.
但是如果你问主的话，
But if you ask him,
主一定会告诉你的。
He will say something.
弟兄姊妹，在人这一生当中，
Brothers and sisters, in our lives,
什么是最喜乐的一件事？
What is the most joyful thing?
或者换一句话说
or in other words,
今天你活在这个世界上
today you live on this earth,
你所最羡慕的人是什么样的人
who do you envy the most?
你最羡慕什么样的人
whom do you envy the most?
从圣徒的观点来看
from the saints' point of view,
你最羡慕的人是什么样的人
who do you envy the most?
我告诉你我最羡慕的人是什么样的人
I'll tell you what I envy, whom I envy the most.
我最羡慕的人
I envy those
就是在神哦在收割的时候
those people who are in the harvest time
是神手中的那个器
that he who is the instrument in God's hand
这是我最羡慕的
this is something I envy
神在这个禾场里面迅速收割的时候
when God is about to bring in his harvest
有这么一班人
there's a group of people
他们好像是神手上的那个镰刀一样
They are like the instrument in God's hand
就在神的手中把禾捆都收回来了
That in God's hand they bring in the harvest
这是我最羡慕的
This is something I envy
这些人乃是在神的手中是一个合用的器
These are the people who are useful to God
从前我很羡慕有人很明白圣经
In the past, I envy those who know the Bible very well.
我也羡慕那些人有很多的属灵的经历。
Or I envy those who have lots of experience in spiritual matters.
我还羡慕那些人有口才。
Or I envy those who are eloquent.
而且我更羡慕呢，有一个人呢有这三个。
And I envy even more the person who had all three of this.
一个明白圣经
the person who knows the Bible
又有属灵的经历
who has spiritual experience
然后呢又有口才
and on top of that who is eloquent
哇那这个人讲道就讲得非常的好
and when this person speaks he speaks so well
我就羡慕这样的人
and I envy that person
我说这样的人多好
I say how good is that one
但是我现在不是羡慕这样的人
but now I no longer envy those people
我现在一点不羡慕这样的人
not even a little bit
我羡慕那个人可能圣经不是那么明白
I may envy, nowadays, I envy those who may not know the Bible so well.
可能经历不是那么丰富。
We may not have all those spiritual experiences.
也许也没有什么口才。
Nor does he speak well.
但是他是神手中的那个器皿。
But that person is a useful instrument in God's hand.
神能够借着他把这个禾捆都收回来。
That through him, God can bring in the harvest.
因此对我来讲不在乎是银器还是金器。
No longer it matters to me whether it's vessel of gold or silver.
如果主能够使用我的话。
But if God can use me.
木器也可以。
Even if it's made of wood.
瓦器也可以。
Or made of dirt.
都不要紧。
It doesn't matter.
只要能够在神的手中能够被主所使用。
As long as I am an instrument in God's hand.
如果不能被主所使用的话。
If I can't be used by God.
就是金器有什么用呢？
Even if I'm a gold vessel, what good is it?
就是银器有什么用呢?
Even if I'm made of silver, what good is it?
就是各样的宝石所做的有什么用呢?
Even if I'm made of precious stone, what good is it?
在神的手中没有用处。
It is useless in God's hand.
因此我在主的面前又有这样的一个祷告。
Therefore, before God, I have one prayer.
我说啊，你要使用我。
Lord, please use me.
因为你不使用我的话。
If you don't use me.
那我就没有什么意义啊。
Then my life is meaningless.
有什么意义呢?
I am meaningless.
我就求主在我的家庭里面呢能够使用我。
Ask the Lord to use me in my family.
要让这个家呢能够成为一个侍奉神的一个家。
So that this family become a family that serves the Lord.
因为如果主不能够能够在家里面来使用我的话。
If God cannot use me in my family.
那神怎么能够在家的外面来使用我呢?
Then how can God use me outside of my family?
对我常常说主啊你在这个家的里面呢使用我
So I often ask the Lord Lord use me
你要使用我来带领这些孩子
Use me to lead my children
我有三个孩子哈是在十三岁到十六岁中间的
I have three children that are between 13 to 16 years old
你们有一个是十三岁到十六岁中间的你都知道不容易哈
If you have just oneBetween 13 to 16 years old, you know how difficult it is.
我三个孩子都是在十三岁到十六岁中间。
I have three children that are between 13 to 16.
然后我那个十岁的也是很像 teenager 样。
And even my 10 years old, he acts like a teenager.
对不对？十岁也算是也差不多了哈。
10 year old is almost a teenager.
所以在这个家庭生活的里面呢，是不容易的。
So in my the family life is not easy for me.
实在要求主来使用我。
but to ask the Lord, Lord, please use me.
要把这些孩子能够带到主的面前。
So that I can lead all these children before Him.
有一天呢，盼望神能够使用他们。
And hopefully one day the Lord can use them.
不是让他们将来能够成为什么样的一个人哈。
It is not whom they want, I want them to become.
也许他将来做工程师也好，
maybe they will be engineers,
律师也好
or lawyers.
他将来做什么都好
or be whatever.
八十年一百年以后，这些都不要紧啊。
80, 100 years pass, nothing matters.
总是要归于尘土的哈。
They will become dust as well.
所以不要再讲究他到底做这个好还做那个好。
So it doesn't matter much.
最重要的是，他在这一生里面呢，能够主能够使用他，这是最重要的。
But the most important thing is that the Lord can use them in their life.
如果主不能使用你的孩子
，If God cannot use your children,
他就会使用别人的孩子的。
Then He will use other people's children.
主总会使用的。
God will use somebody.
你不让他被神使用，别人会让他的孩子被主使用的。
If you don't let your children be used by God,
有一天你到主的面前见主面的时候
，One day you come before the Lord and you see Him face to face,
你就很后悔的不得了。
Then you will truly regret.
你为什么没有教导你的孩子要被主使用呢
？Why did I not teach my children to be used by God?
在地上那个年日都浪费掉了。
All those times on this earth is wasted.
到天上的时候，那个工程师、律师都不要紧的。
One day when we reach heaven.It doesn't matter if you're engineers or architects.
那是你能不能够为主所使用。
But it matters whether or not you can be used by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够带领孩子有这样的一个认识呢
？Brothers and sisters, how can we teach our children so they have such understanding?
那是你愿意被主使用。
It doesn't matter whether or not you are willing to be used by the Lord.
如果你的孩子看见你不愿意被主使用。
If your children witness that you are not willing to be used by the Lord.
你的孩子看见你只想来使用神。
And he only sees that you want to use the Lord.
像诗歌所说的，前我利用主。
As the hymn said, before I use the Lord.
因为他就不会觉得他需要被主来使用。
Then your children will not think that he needs to be used by God.
我们都很盼望在地上能够得福啊。
Many of us want to be blessed in this world.
我们中国人特喜欢这个字，就是福。
Especially Chinese, we like the word blessings.
我们中国人还喜欢把这个福倒过来放。
We even like to put the word upside down on our doors.
哎，这样人家说你那个福到了，好福到了。
And the way you pronounce the word will sound like the blessing is coming to your home.
我们就很希望呢，那个福能够临到我们哈。
We want the blessing to come upon us.
弟兄姊妹，你读圣经的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible,
我们讲到神祝福，没有像祝福亚伯拉罕那样的。
No one has blessed.God has never blessed anybody like the way He blessed Abraham.
我们每一个人都很喜欢读那个神祝福亚伯拉罕的那些话。
We all love to read the words God had for Abraham.
我们想那些福能够临到我们也是非常的好。
We say only if those blessings can come upon us.
神把好多的地都给他了。
God had give Abraham many land.
把他给他很多的牛羊，给他很多的仆婢。
Many cows and many servants.
又给他很多的应许后裔呢，要像天上的星星那么多。
Many promises that his descendants shall be as numerous as the sand on the beach.
但是你们知不知道
Brother and sister, what do you know?
在神给亚伯拉罕祝福里面最大的一个是什么呢
What is the biggest blessing in God's promise to Abraham?
最大的祝福乃是最后一个他说让万国都因你而蒙福、啊、
It's the greatest one at the very end says all nations will be blessed because of you.
所以最大的一个祝福是让我们能够带给别人祝福，这是最大的一个祝福。
Therefore, the biggest blessing that we can have is that so that others can be blessed through us.
弟兄姊妹，在那个五饼二鱼那个神迹的那个里面
，But if it's sisters in the miracle of two fish and five loaves,
谁最有福呢？
Who is the most blessed one?
是在那里拿到那个饼吃的人有福呢
Are those the one who received the bread and the fish?
还是那个在分饼的人有福
Or was it the one who distributed the bread and the fish?
弟兄姊妹是那个分饼的人
Brother and sister, it's the one that who gives out the bread
那个分饼的人啊简直啊高兴得不得了啊
The one that who gives out the bread is so joyful
那分饼以后呢又跑出来了
It's like after he gives and the bread is whole again
分出去呢又跑出来了
so he gives again and the bread is whole again
你看这多喜乐啊
how joyful they are
那吃的人就拿了就吃了对不对
the one who received take the bread and eat it.
吃饱了就不能再吃了吗?
And after they are full, they can't take it anymore.
你还能怎么样吗?
What else can they do?
你最多就吃饱了吗?
The most they can do is to be filled.
我们来到主面前, 我们要吃饱了还能怎么样呢? 吃饱了吗?
When we come before the Lord, after we are filled, what else can we do?
但是这个门徒啊, 自己也没有吃啊,
but the disciples, even though they didn't eat,
他一直在那里分啊,
they give it out.
越分越喜乐啊,
the more they give, the joyful they are.
这个神真奇妙啊,
they say, how wonderful is the Lord.
啊, 这神真奇妙啊,
this is a miracle.
哦, 他越分越喜乐啊,
the more he gives out, the more he was joyful. It doesn't matter whether or not he ate himself. For he has become a blessing for others.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister, this is the greatest blessing.
不是领受祝福啊,
it's not the blessing of receiving.
乃是成为祝福啊,
but to become a blessing.
是太喜乐的一件事,
it's such a joyful thing.
我们要向主要求这个福,
brother and sister, this is the blessing we need to ask from the Lord.
要求主让我们使别人得福,
we need to ask the Lord to cause us to be a blessing to others.
每天你回家以后,
every day you go home,
你孩子都很高兴,
your children were happy to see you.
因为你回家呢, 是他们的祝福啊,
because you went home and you become their blessing.
是不是这样?
Was it like that?
你回家以后,
you go home, they are so happy to see you.
你太太看到你回家,
and your wife seeing you coming home, they are very happy.
就巴不得你早点回家,
they want you to come home early.
因为你回家是他们的祝福,
because when you go home, you are their blessing.
你上班的地方,
your workplace, they will look forward for you to come.
你要是哪一天请假没有来的话,
and one day you take a vacation and they'll miss you.
哎呀, 我们怎么能够缺这个人呢?
How can we do without this person?
这个人不在, 我们这个过不下去了。
Without him, we can't work, we can't function.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, that was Joseph.
那一天在那个监狱里面没有不能没有约瑟的。
In the prison, Joseph cannot be done, if Joseph is still worth something in the prison, if he went out, he left the prison,
哇,那个法老的那个监狱啊,
then the Pharaoh's prison will be in chaos.
那是因为这约瑟在那个监狱里面呢,是那个监狱的祝福。
Because in that prison, Joseph was the blessing.
所以当中国大陆有一些弟兄姊妹在监狱里面 坐牢的时候,
so that in mainland China, some brothers and sisters were jailed.
啊,那些管理都不让他们走的。
The officials won't let them leave.
舍不得你走啊。
They don't want them to leave.
因为他们在那里就成为别人的祝福。
Because those people, those brothers and sisters become a blessing to others.
主能够使用我们的。
God can use us.
弟兄姊妹,如果你是护士的话,
today, if you are a nurse,
你的病人怎么看你呢?
How does your patient see you?
你的病人会不会觉得, 哎呀,我就很盼望, 再等两个小时, 这个护士来看看我。
Were your patients looking forward to see you in 2 hours?
如果你是一个, 做生意的,
if you are a businessman,
你的客户会不会很喜欢跟你做生意?
Were your customers look forward to deal with you?
别人他都不管, 就是要找你。
That your customers care about nothing else but to deal with you.
因为跟你做生意呢, 他有祝福。
Because when he deals with you, he is blessed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是别人的祝福?
Are we a blessing to others?
求主使用我,
may the Lord use us.
主能够让我们成为这个世代的一个祝福。
May the Lord cause us to be a blessing to this generation.
我们怎么才能够被主使用呢?
How can we be used by the Lord?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is an important question.
我相信我们都很希望主来用我们。
I think we all want the Lord to use us.
我们也发现我们这个人啊, 如果主不用我们啊, 实在是没有意义。
We also find out that our life is meaningless if the God does not use us.
怎么样主才能够使用我们呢?
So how can the Lord use us?
罗马书告诉我们,
Romans tells us,
他说要将肢体做义的器具来献给神。
It says, offer your body as instruments of righteousness.
所以这个被主所使用啊, 是一个奉献的问题。
So to be used by the Lord is a matter of offering.
不是能力的问题。
It's not a matter of ability.
有人觉得, 哎呀, 我有能力就好了。
Some may feel, only if I'm capable.
若主给我一个能力,
if I'm capable,
那我就被主使用了。
Then I will be used by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 不是能力的问题。
But sister, this is not a matter of capability.
也不是经历的问题。
Nor is it experience.
更不是知识的问题。
Nor is it a question of knowledge.
而是一个奉献的问题。
But it's a question of offering.
这个镰刀如果不交给这个农夫的话，
if the instrument is not in the hands of the farmer,
这个农夫怎么能够使用这个镰刀呢？
Then how can the farmer use the knife in his hand?
不管这个镰刀再好，
no matter how good this instrument is,
这个镰刀要是能够被农夫使用的话，
only if this instrument can be used by the farmer,
他需要把它交给这个农夫。
He needs to give himself to the farmer.
这叫奉献。
It is a matter of offering.
如果我们奉献给神，
if we offer ourselves to God,
神就能使用我们。
Then God can use us.
不奉献给神，
if we do not offer ourselves,
神就不能使用我们。
Then God cannot use us.
我在上海机场的时候，
when I was at the airport in Shanghai,
我就在等飞机的时候呢，我在看看那些商店。
As I was waiting for the flight, I went to different stores.
那我就看到有一个商店蛮吸引我的。
And there was one store that was attractive to me.
这个商店呢，里面呢有一个柜台呢是卖这个图章的印章啊。
On the counter, they were selling stamps. Stamps.
就是图章 seal.
Seal. Personal seal.
现在我们在美国不太用这个图章哈。
This days we do not use seals anymore.
这个地方呢是卖图章的。
But that place it sells seals.
有各式各样的图章。
All different kinds.
一大堆啊。
All different sorts.
各种各样的。
All different kinds.
有的是那个木头做的。
Some were made of wood.
有些呢是石头做的。
Some were made of stone.
还有一些很好的呢是象牙做的。
And some were made of ivory.
我想总有几百个在那里。
I think there were a few different, hundred different kinds.
小的小到这样，小指头那么小的。
Some were really small as your pinky.
也有大的这么大的。
Or some are very big.
然后那有一个人坐在那个地方。
And there is a sales clerk sitting there.
他说呢，如果你买一个图章的话呢，他当场可以帮你刻字刻在那个上面。
He said if you buy one of this, then he can etch your name on it.
我觉得这是一个很好的一个纪念品哈。
And I thought this is such a good souvenir.
所以我就选了一个小的。一个花岗石的一个图章。
So I pick one that's made of stone.
然后呢，这个人呢，他就拿起一把小刀啊，就刻刻刻刻刻刻字。
Then this person took a small knife and he starts to etch on the piece of stone.
五分钟不到呢，就这个章就刻好了。
Now 5 minutes have passed before he finished his job.
然后刻完以后呢，他就拿一个油印啊，印给我看，那个字呢，真的印得出来。
Then he showed me the final product.And he stamped, and my name was there.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我在想什么吗？
Brother and sister, you know what I was thinking about.
我想我们这个人呢，就像一个图章。
I thought we are like a seal.
有的是木的。
Some of us are made of wood.
有的是石头的。
Some of us are made of stone.
有的是象牙的。
Or ivory.
我们的人生的追求啊。
What do we ask for in this world?
就是从木的呢，要变成石的。
Is to become from wood.To stone.
从石的呢，要变成象牙的。
From stone to ivory.
这是我们人在地上的一个追求。
This is our pursuit in this world.
所以我们忙忙碌碌。
So we busy ourselves.
总盼望呢，不要老是停留在那个木的那个光景。
And we hope that we will not forever become just be a wood.
我们一看，哎呀，我同学都变成钻石了哈。
We look at our classmates and see how they have become diamonds.
哎呀，我这是听有人说，哎呀，我的同学啊，都是领导级的了。
I have heard that all my friends have become leaders in their company.
那表示他们已经是象牙的了。
They are like ivory.
那我们还是呢木头。
And we're still wood.
所以心里很不平衡。
So I'm imbalanced.
常常生气。
And often I'm not happy.
就不能成为别人的祝福了。
And I can't become a blessing to others.
人啊，都是这些不同的这些章啊。
We are all like different seals.
不管你是什么做的。
No matter what we are made of,
就算你是象牙的也好
even if you are made of ivory,
如果没有刻字有什么用处呢
if you are not etched by the Lord, then what good are you?
有什么用处呢
what good are you?
不过摆在那里就是了
you just sit there and be displayed.
要什么时候才有价值呢
when do you have a value?
要有一个人把你买下来
you need someone to purchase you.
然后那个人要把他的名字刻在那个章的上面
and that person needs to have his name.
然后这个人才有价值
then this becomes something
才有意义
it has a meaning to it
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天神把我们买赎回来
today we have been redeemed by God
神把我们买下来了
we have been redeemed by God
不但是买下来
Not only he had redeemed us.
他把他自己的名字刻在我们上面。
He wrote his name on us.
从此我们就有了意义了。
And from this point on, there's meaning to our life.
他把他的名字赐给我们。
He had given us his name.
就在他把他的名字赐给我们的同时。
And at the same time that he had given his name to us.
我们就属于他了。
We belong to him.
那个章是属于谁的呢？
Who does this seal belong to?
那个上面的名字是谁？就是谁的。
Whatever name that's on that seal, that's what this seal belongs to.
主把他的名字刻在我们身上。
He had put his name on our life.
我们就是属于他的。
And therefore we belong to him.
因此我们只有把自己交给神。
So only if we entrust ourselves to him,
我们的人生才有意义。
Then our life will mean something.
这叫做把肢体做义的器具来献给神。
This is what it means to offer parts of our body as instruments of righteousness to him.
当这个章，这个人拿这个章到处去盖的时候。
And when a person takes the seal to every place that he goes,
每次一盖呢，就是那个人的名字。
Every time he uses it, the name of that person is left behind.
这叫彰显神的名啊。
This is to manifest God's name.
今天我们人的生命就是应该彰显神的名啊。
Today our life is to be used to manifest God's
让神把我们握在他的手中啊。
As we are held in God's hand.
在什么地方他一盖呢，就彰显他的名字。
And wherever he put on his seal, you see his name there.
这样才能被主所使用。
That's how we are used by the Lord.
不是别的。
There's no other way.
你觉得你没有什么能干，不要紧。
You don't think you are capable. It doesn't matter.
你觉得你没有什么经历和恩赐，不要紧的。
You don't think you have enough experience or gifts. That does not matter.
就是那个木头也能够刻上名字的。
Even the wood can bear the name of the Lord.
就是一个木头呢，也能够交在主的手中的。
Even a piece of wood can be held in God's hand.
也能够让主到处来彰显他的名。
That the Lord can manifest His name through you.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers, sisters,
我们人不过是尘土
We are no more than dust
我们的一生是从尘土到尘土的一生
Our life is from dust to dust
但是在我们的一生当中发生了一件最有价值的事
But there's one valuable thing that happened in our life
就是神把我们从尘土中拣选出来
That God had chosen us from dust
让我们亲近他
To be near him
让我们在他的家中坐席
To dwell in his temple.
把那个复活的生命摆在我们的里面。
He had placed his resurrected life in us.
让荣耀和尊贵成为我们的冠冕。
And crown us with glory and honor.
要我们成为他荣耀的见证。
He wants us to bear his testimony.
为了这个，我们一生一世要来赞美他。
And for this, we'll use all our lives to praise him.
当我们想到主这样爱我们的时候
，When we think how much he loved us,
我们里面应当有这样的一个反应。
We should have such a response with it.
就是主啊，我应当做什么？
Lord, what should I do?
我们常常应该在主的面前说：“主啊，我应当做什么？”
Often we need to come before Him and say, "Lord, what should I do?"
而不是说：“主啊，你为我做什么？”
It is not, "Lord, what can you do for me?"
那是主啊，我当为你做什么
？But Lord, what should I do for you?
我们如果听见主的话
，When we hear Him,
我们就应当起来
，Then we need to rise up.
我们来顺服主对我们所说的
，We need to obey what He tells us.
我们应当来看见一件事实
，We need to see one truth.
就是人生最重要的一件事
，Which is the most important thing in
our life. 乃是我们能够被主使用
，Is to be used by the Lord.
不要再来使用我们的主。
No longer we shall use our Lord.
就像我们诗歌所说的
As our hymn has said.
从前我们是来使用我们的神
Before we use our Lord.
我们想要做的事，我们要求主来帮助
Whatever we want to do, we ask the Lord to help us.
我相信主也会帮助我们
I believe that the Lord will help us.
但是有一些事情更重要的
But there are more important things.
就是在永世里面有价值的那些事
And those are things that have eternal value.
那些事是主要来使用我们做的
And in those matters, God needs to use us.
但愿我们对这些事也有负担。
But we have burden for God's affairs.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不把自己奉献给神
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not offer ourselves to God,
神就不能使用我们。
Then God cannot use us.
有人觉得奉献呢是失去。
Many people have feel that offering is to lose something.
其实奉献不是失去。
But offering is not to lose something.
奉献乃是一个得着。
But offering is a gaining.
当这个图章被那个人买去了以后。
When the seal had been purchased by someone,
这个图章就得着一个主人。
This seal had gained a master.
他所得着的实在是太大。
What he gained is so great.
他所丧失的不过是原来是尘土。
What he lost was the fact that he was not.
我们有什么可以丧失的呢？
What do we have to lose?
我们这些人还有什么可以丧失的？
What do we have to lose?
没有什么。
We have nothing.
但是我们把自己奉献给神以后，
But we offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们所得着的乃是一个主人。
What we gain is a master.
我们在地上的年日才有意义。
That it gives us a meaning in our life.
如果我们不把自己奉献给主，
If we do not offer ourselves to the Lord,
我们这一生就浪费了。
Then our life is but wasted.
如果那个章没有人来买它的话，
If that seal has not never been purchased,
他就停留在那个柜子里面。
And he will always sit in the display case.
他一生一世就停留在那个柜子的里面。
For all its life, he will sit in the display case.
有人来看他。
There will be people come to see him.
但是他永远没有办法得着他生命的意义。
But forever, he will not gain the meaning of life.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你拣选了我。
For you have chosen us.
主啊，当我们在想起你拣选我们这一件事。
Lord, when we consider the fact that you have chosen us.
主啊，让我们再来思想它的时候。
Lord, when we think about this matter.
你再来把你的恩典开启在我们的心中。
Lord, once again reveal your grace in our heart.
好，叫我们里面能够再一次起来感谢你。
So that once more we can rise up to praise you.
主啊，让我们在你的面前实在是觉得，主啊，我们是何等的人。
Lord, who are we before you?
不配来承受这样的恩典。
We're not worthy of your grace.
竟然主今天这样恩待我们。
Yeah, you are so mindful of us.
我们就愿意把自己来交给主。
Then we're willing to offer ourselves to you, Lord.
主啊，我们实在求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，叫我们早晨在这里
，Lord, this morning before you，
好像世界的那个光就暗淡了。
May the world dim in be dim and dark in our eyes。
让世界不再暂时来欺骗我们。
That no longer this world shall deceive us。
兴起我们来。
Rise us up。
把自己交给主。
To offer ourselves to you。
把自己当做一个义的器具来奉献给神。
Offer ourselves as instruments of righteousness to you.
天天在主的面前说，主啊，使用我。
That day to day we ask you to use us.
让我们成为别人的祝福。
So we can become a blessing to others.
求主恩待。
Lord, have mercy on us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.